crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
The American Legion baseball season came to an end over the weekend. Remember, Price did not play this year. Helper eased through the opening round of the state championship tournament, but then did run into some problems Friday and Saturday, eventually suffering a season-ending loss Saturday afternoon. We're going to talk about that and more, recap the entire season with manager Dakota Cincinnatus, who is joining us right now. And Coach, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I know the season's over, and it's kind of bittersweet because these kids did get some work in, and I know that was the important aspect going into to the Legion season. Yet at the same time, a sweep of Mountain View in the opening round and then back-to-back losses to Harriman and Stansbury. You never envision a season ending like that. So there's pros and cons, I'm sure.
Yeah, I thought we played extremely well in that playoff series against Mountain View. I thought we were heading in the right direction going into the state tournament, and going 2-0 last year, that's something I told the kids this year I did not want to do. Obviously, you never want to lose the first two games, you never want to lose any game, but going 2-0, that stinks. So especially after a long summer and putting the work in that you do, you deserve a little bit of reward at the end of the season. So heading into the state tournament, I thought we were in the right place. I thought we were gonna have a good showing. We did okay game one against Harriman. We just ran into a team that they're a really good team. They've got two kids, the Klein kid and the Atkinson kid, that are both coming down here to USUE to play for Coach Haney down here next year. And they've got a pretty good team top to bottom. They hit the ball well, they field it well, they pitch it really well, and they don't make a lot of mistakes. So we ran into a really good team first game. We didn't do anything to hurt ourselves. We just didn't swing the bat extremely well. Ended up losing that game. Turning around, playing Stansbury the next day, I thought we had a better showing. We hit the ball a little bit better. We just had a couple balls that didn't bounce our way, a couple errors, a couple tough catches that popped out of our gloves. And then we just struggled to play some runs. We gave up two home runs that kind of hurt us. So, a couple things that if you take away, it might be a little bit different ball game. Stansbury, we might be playing yesterday and today. So, but overall, it was a good year. It was fun to coach those boys. I had a good time. I'm just thankful that we even got a season in.
Yeah, and really, when you look at the playoff bracket, you and I talked about this last week. You kind of throw the seeding out because we had 35 teams throughout the state, a lot of good teams. This was completely different than any other Legion season that we have seen. And you guys get a 4 seed right out of the gate in Harriman, and then you have to play a 5 seed in an elimination contest. Now, I know you have to beat everyone to begin with, but it just seemed like the competition level seating wise was just unique this year compared to past years.
Yeah, it really was. In past years, you kind of got more of a kind of a structural setup from top to bottom in the league. And then, this year with everything kind of being jammed into June, we had regions and teams playing in different places against different teams they might not have played, and having to travel and do different things. But there's no excuse. It's exactly like you said, you've got to beat everybody in order to win. And I thought both those teams we played were definitely beatable teams. They were both good teams, but they were definitely beatable, definitely teams that I thought, if we would have showed up, done a couple things different, had a couple balls go our way, it would have been a different story. But definitely unique seating. There's no doubt about that. You play a couple different teams in your league and you win or lose a couple different games, and it could either bump you up 10 seeds or it could drop you 10 seeds depending on how everybody else is doing in the valley. So it was a little bit different this year, but overall still I feel it was very competitive. It was still great teams in that tournament, and it was a fun time.
If we go back to the tournament itself, you give up 6 runs to Stansbury, 5 runs to Harriman, if memory serves me right. Those are typically games you put yourself in a position to win, right? You just got to swing the bat. So when you look at what went wrong in the plate, it's kind of a reoccurring theme. Every time you guys lost a game this year, it was seriously what you did in the box. Didn't really have much bearing on what you guys did in the field. It seemed like you were solid defensively all year.
Yeah, like I said, in that Stansbury game, we had 2 errors in 1 inning that put 2 guys on, then we gave up a home run. We had 2 outs. You take that home run away, take 3 runs away there, it's a 3-3 ball game at the end of the game instead of 6-3. So you never know what could go on, what could happen the rest of that game. So that was unfortunate there. The Harriman game, we'd get a guy on, you know, move him over, and then we'd get two pop-outs or something. We just had a struggle, you know, plating some people. And so, you know, it was just a case of, yeah, exactly, you know, the same thing that was happening the entire season. We just struggled to put some guys on and get them over and get them in. So that's definitely something that we focused on all summer, definitely something that we're going to have to get better on come high school season and then also next summer. So. But I still thought, you know, we did things the right way. We played ball the right way. In those two games, it was just a little bit of a struggle at the plate.
You mentioned getting better for the high school season, and ultimately that's what Legion ball is all about. And so there's two stats that I've really become a fan of when it comes to high school baseball. That's quality starts from your starting pitchers or quality at bats from those guys in the box. And this was a conversation I had with your dad going back over the last couple of years. If you guys are logging quality at bats, did you see an improvement in that regard throughout the year?
I did, you know, and it's something though at the beginning of the year, you know, with them only getting five games in at the high school season, it was a struggle at the beginning of the Legion season. When we started to get together, we started to do some batting practice, some live pitching off and live hitting off of the live pitching. I saw a gap from where those kids are usually at, obviously, when the summer season rolls around. But I thought as the year went on, you know, the things that we were preaching, you know, for them to do at the box, I thought they started to buy into it. We started to see some improvement. It just really hurt to not have a high school season. You know, the amount of at bats that a kid gets in a high school season helps to prepare them for that summer and kind of get them in a groove, so that when the summer season rolls around, they just pick up right where they left off with high school. But, you know, this year with them getting so few at bats in the high school season, we pretty much made this what the high school season would have been and worked on the things that they would have worked on in the high school season. So in order to prepare them for next year. So, but I definitely saw, you know, some improvements. I saw some guys do a lot of great things. I saw some guys be really, really coachable, you know, and work on things on their own, and also in practice and games. And that's another thing, you know, with the amount of games that we had jammed into June this year, it wasn't a typical summer where you get, you know, 2-3 practices a week. There was times, I mean, we had 1-2 practices, and then we'd go, you know, 2-3 weeks without a practice. So it's hard to do some of those things and work on some of those things that you're seeing in games when you have no practice time. You really just have to work on them, you know, the next game. And it kind of makes it tough when you're not able to slow it down and you know, talk to guys, you know, in the middle of at bats or middle of batting practice in practice. So, but I thought the guys did a good job. I thought they were really coachable. I thought they, you know, the guys that were there wanted to be there. They wanted to work on things in order to get better for next year. So, you know, I hope this summer season helps. I hope it puts them in the right direction come next high school season.
Yeah, I guess it's all mindset, right? And going back to the quality at bats, I mean, as a spectator, you probably get caught up in the game. All right, if a kid pops out, it's a bad at bat. Well, that's not necessarily the case. So teaching those kids the difference between, you know, a 2-3 pitch at bat and an 8-9 pitch at bat, especially when you have pretty strict pitch counts, I mean, that's something that they have to learn moving forward in the high school season.
Yeah, summer's a big, it's all about learning. I mean, my dad's always made it that. I'm trying to kind of adopt that idea of, you know, learning experiences. I let my catchers call pitches for the pitchers all summer. I don't call pitches for them. I don't call locations for them. That's something that they do. I think it helps them learn the game. I think it helps them learn situations. You know, and then come high school season, they know the type of adjustments they need to make depending on hitters. You know, it helps them learn hitters' tendencies and all that. So, and it's the same thing with us in the box. You know, we've got to learn when to be aggressive, when not to be aggressive. You know, you're down a few runs and it's the sixth inning. Maybe I'm not going up and swinging at a first pitch curveball. So it helps them to learn those things. It gives them extra reps that they're going to need, you know, in order to be successful in the future. So it is. It's a big learning experience, and that's what summer ball's about. So I'm just glad that, you know, we had, like I said, we had a season, we had games that we could work on and get better. And I saw that from my guys all summer. So I'm proud of them. I'm proud of the way that we played, and I'm proud of the summer that we had.
Dakota Cincinnatus, manager of the Helper American Legion team, our guest right now. Coach, if we go back and we look at the course of the season, one particular set will stand out, and that's Salem Hills. Those were two games that you guys very easily could have won, and if you win those games, there's a great chance you win the region, and maybe you're a 1 or a 2 seed going into the state tournament. I know it's hard to dwell on a couple of games when you play over the course of a month, month and a half to 2 months, but going back to those two games, I mean, is it fair to say that was kind of the turning point in the season?
Yeah, I mean, those are two games that I, exactly like you said, very easily thought that we could have stole from Salem Hills. You know, I think that we were the best team in our region this year. I just think there was times where, you know, we physically, mentally weren't there at the baseball park. We just weren't ready to go. And we struggled. You know, it's we didn't have a team that could just show up to the ballpark and turn it on and 10 run somebody and then leave the baseball game feeling good. It was a team that had to be there. You know, everybody had to show up. Everybody had to be ready to play. Everybody had to be engaged in the baseball game in order for us to get a win. And when we did that, we were really successful. And when we didn't, you know, it showed, and we lost some baseball games. So, but those Salem Hills games definitely were two that we very easily could have won. And like you said, you know, you never know what could have happened after that. You could get a two seed or something going into the state tournament, end up playing, you know, a 22 seed or whatever it is in the state tournament. And then, you know, it makes your road to the state championship game a little bit smoother. But it didn't happen. You know, it didn't happen. And that's something that I hope these guys can learn from. I hope they can take those things that, you know, those instances in those games and see the big picture of that and use that in the high school season. You know, and just learn that they need to be to the baseball park mentally ready to go every game. You know, it doesn't matter who it is. So, you know, we lost to Springville early in the year, and that hurt us too. I think that was our first league game, and Springville was a team, in my opinion, you know, nothing against them. I just don't think that they deserve to be on the baseball field with us. They just weren't the same caliber of team. But like I told our guys, you know, that's baseball. You have to show up no matter who it is. Any team can beat you on any day, and that's the beauty of baseball. So that's something I hope that they, you know, can, like I said, take the big picture, look at the big picture of those things, and take that and use that for the high school season to come and be better in that aspect.
You're still new to this as far as being a manager or a head coach, and we could talk to a coach that's been around for three decades, four decades, and in your short time, you had to deal with something that I hope nobody ever has to deal with again, and none of these coaches who have been around for 3 to 4 decades have had to deal with, and that's a worldwide pandemic. And I think it gets overlooked as far as the mental aspect for even these kids that are playing. I mean, it's mentally trying for everyone involved. You as a manager, the kids that are playing, I mean, it's a health crisis that people are thinking about, regardless of how minuscule or how big it is, you know, depending on the area that you're in. It's something that you had to deal with. Was that tough from your perspective, or was it kind of a non-factor?
You know, I saw it creep in here and there. I would say overall, you know, I feel like from our point of view, our mindset, it was something that we weren't super worried about. But, you know, it was definitely the beginning of the year trying to figure out whether we could have a concession stand, whether we could host our helper tournament. And, you know, that brought in a lot of money for our team that we use, you know, for things. So those things, I feel like it affected those things more than anything. You know, we were concerned about having people in the stands, if we were going to have them, you know, separate when they sat. All kinds of things with that. So, you know, we had to have people in the concession stand wear masks and gloves there for a while. And then obviously we have them wear gloves all year. But the masks, you know, that was something that we were worried about having to have them do and then have people wear them in the ballpark. You know, and that just kind of takes baseball and typically, you know, your experience at the baseball field and just kind of changes it. And it just kind of makes it, you know, different, really. So, but it wasn't something I would say on the field we were too concerned about. I mean, it was weird not shaking teams' hands after the game. That was something that didn't really sit well with me. It was just kind of weird. You know, you'd get a cheer at the end of the game and, you know, and then go to break and go, and you can't shake the team's hand. You just have to tip them your hat. So that was kind of weird. But overall, I didn't really feel like it affected the way, you know, that we ran things on the field or the decisions we made on the field. But I know, you know, it affects a lot of people, and it affected a lot of people in our area. And it was, you know, something we had to take concern or, you know, worry about. And it was concerning there for a while, and it still is. So we had hand sanitizer in both dugouts for teams to use. And we, you know, tried to make that available to people in the stands as well. So it just kind of made the summer different and made baseball different than it usually is. And we still see it happening and, you know, on the pro level and everything. So, but I would say, you know, on the field, it wasn't something that typically changed a whole lot for us, but it's definitely taken its toll. It's definitely on people's mind. And, you know, hopefully it's something that we can get figured out and move forward with in the future.
We'll end with this. Final assessment from the 19U and 17U team. As a manager and someone that oversees this program, what was your final assessment in the summer of 2020?
You know, I thought it was a good summer. I think, you know, looking back, it gave 33 kids an opportunity to play baseball, and that's what that summer program's always been about. That's what it'll always be about. You know, we had 19-year-old kids clear down to 14-year-old kids playing baseball this summer for helpers. So, It was something that I think, you know, it was great for them. I was appreciative of, you know, the amount of effort and hard work that got put in, and, you know, and top to bottom, 17-year-old team and 19-year-old team. You know, those 17-year-old kids were out at our helpers tournament for the 19-year-old kids the entire time, chasing foul balls, helping me in the, with the concession stand stuff, helping me with tickets. You know, whatever it was, they were there. They prepped the field every single game. So I'm really appreciative of those kids and the hard work that they put in, not only, you know, during their games, but also to help us with our 19-year-old games and, you know, make those run a little bit more smoothly. So I thought it was good. I thought it was a good summer. I thought, you know, it gave those kids an opportunity to play, gave them a chance to get better, you know, and I hope that those kids will all take this summer, step back, look at it, see what they need to work on, see what they can use going into their high school season in order to make it a successful high school season next year. I think this team that my dad's got coming back at the high school level, you know, I don't think that they deserve anything less than a state championship. I think that's something that's very reachable for them. It just depends on the amount of work that they want to put in, and if, you know, as a group, they want to get better and make that their goal, make that their focus for the year to come. So, but overall, I think it was a great summer. I'm excited for next summer already. You know, it's, we've been done for 3 days, and I'm already looking forward to next summer and the high school season as well. So, but it was good. It was good. I really appreciate it. I just want to take a second and, you know, I really appreciate all the work that not only the kids put in, but their parents. You know, it's really a group effort out there. I had a lot of parents that helped in, you know, the concession stand, helped with a lot of things around the park. I had dads, you know, donate their time to help, to coach. I had, you know, dads donate, and grandpas donate their tractor and things to help on the baseball field. My family, my dad's out there working all the time and he's not even coaching anymore. You know, my mom was out there helping in the concession stand, getting food and stocking up. My fiance helped in the concession stand. She helped work a couple nights, my sister. So I really appreciate all the help that we had, not only from the boys, but from everybody else. And then obviously the support that we get from our fans. You know, Helper Baseball has always been an important thing to not only the people in Price, and but in Helper. I mean, those people in Helper, they love that every summer, and they're out there watching regardless, you know, if they have a kid on the team or a relative or not. We get fans that have no ties to anybody that's on the team. They just love to come watch baseball. So I appreciate all those people as well.
Yeah, well, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to come in. I know we'll have plenty more conversations in the near future with everything else you have going on. But, Coach, thank you again, and congratulations on the 2020 season.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Jordan. Thank you.
We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We're live from the Auto Farm Studios here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.